Obituary.
Stan Lee. Prepare to be astonished. Stan Lee, born Stanley Lieber, comic book writer, died on November 12th, aged 95.
Perhaps he wasn't born with superhero powers, like the X-Men, or the god Thor, for that matter. Perhaps he didn't acquire them from a radioactive spider bite, Spider-Man, or from studying the mystic arts, Doctor Strange. All the same, Stan Lee certainly had them. In his autobiography, graphic of course, they dazzled like sun rays round his head. He needed those tinted glasses he wore. Waves of energy shook from his shoulders, for he was the man who had thought up those characters. He had brought Marvel Comics back from the dead, and with it the whole industry of comics, so that far from being something cheap and childish, which your parents didn't want you to read, they became grown-up too, and wildly popular, and took over Hollywood, and with it the whole of American pop culture, earning revenues in the billions and billions of dollars. Fee you! But then his superheroes, and his supervillains too, had problems and lived in the real world, unlike the cut-out cardboard creatures that ruled the genre until he chanced along. In fact, you might not notice they had powers at all, like Reed Richards of the Fantastic Four, a nerdy scientist who, when pitted against Dr. Doom and his robot army, could spool out into any length and shape. Or Peter Parker, just another adolescent worried about spots and girls, who, when the Green Goblin loomed, was suddenly spidey, scaling skyscrapers and running across ceilings. Or Ben Grimm, a Jewish scrapper from Yancey Street, who became the rocky orange bruiser known as The Thing, yelling, "Clobberin' time!"